go.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it?
Yeah.
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth.
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood.
King of Crash.
The Colossus of Clout. The Colossus of Clout.
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
God, great.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer this week is Sean Davis in for Eric Ostrowski. We're here answering your questions about the value of your collectibles. If you want to give us a call at 312-332-3776, we're here. We'll try to give you an estimate of what we think things might sell for in a current Huggins and Scott auction, or even if they'd be worth putting in a Huggins and Scott auction. And we'll also talk about some items that have ended in auction that people have brought into Triple Crown in Naperville to show me, to bring in. And I've sent some really nice stuff out to Huggins and Scott already for their fall auction. So a lot of stuff going, and we have a great prize package. We're giving away a 2017 Top Stadium Club baseball box, which has two autographs per box, and a 2017 Panini certified football box where you can get Trubisky autographs in there, and Deshaun Watson and Kaiser, and some of the rookies are hot already this year.
A lot of exciting rookies.
Good starts by rookies in the first preseason game. Let's hope Trubisky keeps up. You know, it's even, to me, though, it's not even so much how does he perform, especially if they don't think they're going to start the season with him. As long as he shows the talent and the composure and that he did in the first game, that's all I'm looking for. But you already see it. He's got all the talent.
And everybody's calling for him to get a chance at the starting job. And I think he's just a better athlete, and that'll show, and he'll eventually get the spot.
Yeah, sooner or later. Right? He's their guy for the future. I was saying it seems to me that Glennon reminds me a little bit of Kyle Orton, like a taller Kyle Orton, a little on the slow side. But he can be a decent quarterback where he can – Yeah, especially as a backup. I mean, he's a perfect backup, but if you need him to start some games and, you know, see how he does. But Trubisky's the guy for the future. Yep. He's got all the talent, the high pick, everything.
Actually, another quarterback kind of growing on me, Jay Cutler. He's growing on me a little bit.
Now you went from pick six to now you're going to have him on all your fantasy teams,
maybe
right?
Maybe a few.
Well, he is with Gase, but, you know, he's got a chance. I just don't know. I could see him, if he's not in great condition, he's going to have a calf, hamstring, groin problem, something like that, if he's really out of shape. We'll see what type of shape he's in, but we'll find out. And then, you know, we were talking about Huggins and Scott had a lot of items in their last auction that had a lot of bids. For instance, they may have set a record with 87 bids for the 1952 Topps baseball uncut 15 card panel that went for $3,800 with 87 bids. Here's another couple items that had a lot of bids on them. A 1954 Stallmeyer Franks Mickey Mantle from the Bill Weiland collection, PSA 1. So it's only a 1 on a scale of 1 to 10, where the 10's the highest. But only 12 total have been graded by PSA. That had 58 bids and went for $7,600.
Wow.
Bill, things that have low amounts graded by PSA or SGC or BGS, those things tend to do really well, don't they? Bill Huggins, are you there with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you now.
Oh, okay. Like you were saying, it really, sometimes on those rare cards, the grade is kind of, not as important as, say, it would be on a 2017 Aaron Judge card or something, because there's just not many of them out there. And the grading is also a byproduct of authenticating the card as a genuine card as well.
Yeah. Yeah, and some of that stuff that you never even see it. You want to, that's number one. You want to make sure it is authentic. And then the grade is kind of, okay, what is the grade? Great. Let's still bid. I want it. You're not going to find it around. You get the best grade you can find. Okay, let's see. And the line here already is Jeff from Crete. What do you have there, Jeff?
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I've got a curious question on the, I've got a Mantle baseball that was signed to me and my son from one of his last golf outings, and I have two hats from the outing also. Being that ball's personalized, does that hurt the value of it, or could that
it
be
It does, yeah. Erased? You know, he signed a ton of baseballs as it was, but if they're personalized, I mean, what do you think, Bill? Maybe if it's personalized still, 100 or two if it's nice, or can it get more than that?
Oh, it depends. Did he put any inscription on it, like home runs or number seven or anything? Or?
No, I think he had number seven, but it's to Jeff and Jimmy, Mickey Mantle, number seven. Then I got like two golf hats from the outing also.
I think that belongs in your collection for the duration. It really, you know, it probably has way more sentimental value to you and your son than it would any monetary value. Like Tom said, there is just so many Mantle balls out there that are kind of generic and could be sold to anybody, whereas yours is kind of a personalized thing.
Yeah, that's right. Where it's definitely a keeper. The value's just not there. That's one of those things. I mean, if there you couldn't find a Mantle baseball anywhere and that's on it, okay, you'll do it. But there's some really nice ones that you know go $300 to $500. Well, so
then it's kind of priceless to him.
Yeah,
and his son.
Right.
It's priceless.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. They met him. And later on too. You know, one of those type things. But without a doubt, I had a good story. Sandy from Naperville stopped by T Crown with his grandkids, and he told the story of the time they were driving to a Bears game in the 1960s, and I guess the driver is kind of a character, you know, how you get your buddies and you're going to a Bears game, and they're about halfway there on 55, and all of a sudden his buddy goes, you know, I wish I brought my piano along with us today, and they're like, your piano? What are you talking about? Why'd you bring your piano? He goes, because I left the tickets on it.
Oh.
So I was like, okay, boys, how are we going to get tickets? I guess somehow they found their way in and got in anyway.
That's funny.
That's funny. Okay. Some other items that ended in the Huggins and Scott auction. Here's a circa 1910 Ramley Cigarettes full box with first series baseball photo coupon. $6,200 with 45 bids on that one. So, Bill, are those the packs that you got the T204 cards out of those? Or I never see those packs, obviously.
Well, that's the first one of that pack that I have ever seen, the Ramley. And yeah, this pack still had the 10 or 11 cigarettes in it that were issued with it, and it had a coupon in it that I don't know if the card came in the pack. There was no card in there, but the coupon, I think you would send it in and get a card.
Okay, yeah. Somehow I imagine, I doubt they're still fulfilling those coupons. Wouldn't that be funny? You send it in and you get something. It's like, where did this even go? They're like, yeah, they got some 100-year-old guy there. He's like, yeah, I'm still sending them out. You never know about that. Now, here's another item. Johnny Unitas, 1957 Topps football rookie, card number 138, PSA 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. That's a good grade. NFL, you know, people forget how good Unitas was. He was NFL MVP in 1957, 59, 64, and 67. And he had the record for most consecutive games with a TD pass for like 50 years or so. Oh. 47 games. That record was broken by what current quarterback who holds the record now of 54 consecutive games? You want to make a guess?
Peyton Manning?
No. Sean, do you want to make a guess on this one? What current quarterback has the record of consecutive games with a touchdown? Which seems to me this should be a pretty big record, but I didn't know who it was.
I would say Drew Brees.
You got it. Hey, Sean gets it. Yes, is that what you were thinking? Look at Sean. Eric's going to be jealous. I don't think Eric's ever gotten one right. Sean's 100% right now.
We'll remind him of that if he's here next week,
yes,
too.
Yes, we will. He'll be hearing about that for sure. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought Drew Brees, but don't you think like 54 consecutive games with a touchdown pass? That should get a little more. I don't remember anything about that at all when it got broken.
Yep.
But Unitas had it for like 50 years, too. I think That's he impressive. Did it in the early 60s is when he said it. So his stuff's good. And then here's another item. Honus Wagner signed 1920 check, PSA DNA 8. Went for $1,000. This was made out to the Carnegie Garage May 5th, 1920 for $22.85. Wow. You know what's coming here next, don't you? If it was his car repair in 1920 was $22.85 in May of 1920, what would that same car repair cost in 2017?
$350.
Vince, $350.
Yes.
Now, you know this is the Price is Right rules. Price is Right. So if you're over, you lose. But the closest without going over. Sean, you want to make a guess on this one? $22.85 in 1920. What would that same be in 2017? So figuring in inflation. Vince guessed $350. Sean guesses.
I'm gonna play this like the Price is Right and say $351.
Oh, you know.
Oh,
what?
He's going over
by a dollar, so I can't win unless it's exact.
Yeah,
thank you, Sean. Welcome to the show.
Bill Huggins, you got it wide open for you now. You can go either
way.
Well,
I guess I'll play the Price is Right game too. $352.
Sean, see what happens when you play that game? The problem is you two who are trying to be bad are trying to be evil and box in Vince. Vince wins because you're all over.
Ah.
The actual cost is $271.52, which isn't a bad. I can never get out of a car repair for $271.52.
Not these days.
It seems like it's always like $1,200 no matter what it is.
Right.
But yeah, so Vince still wins
I
even with
won
that.
Something on the show.
Yeah. There you go. We'll figure out your prize later, Vince. The number here is 312-332-3776. Speaking of prizes, we have a really good prize this week. If you call with a question about the value of an item, we have a two boxes to give away. A 2017 Topps Stadium Club baseball box that has two autographs per box and beautiful photography on these cards in Stadium Club. And then the other prize is a 2017 Panini Certified football box. It has like four hits between autographs and jersey cards in the box. Over $150 worth of boxes, well over, actually. So it's a good prize. Call us 312-332-3776 if you have a question on the value of an item. And then you can tweet a picture, if I can get to Twitter today, you can tweet a picture to my attention. T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. And if we use it on the show, you get in the drawing that way also. Oscar from Ottawa is on the line. What's up, Oscar?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
All right. I have a couple items. I know the first one, like I told that the guy I spoke to, is going to be kind of a laugh, but it's a 2011 Derrick Rose MVP signed jersey.
Okay.
And then the second one is it's a Steelers helmet, half 1980s, almost a complete team with one of the Rooneys that signed it. And then on the other side is the 2009 Super Bowl team complete.
Okay, so you have one helmet with two teams signed, one on each side or a bunch of the players? How
it's the team on each side.
Okay, they must have signed pretty small, or how many of the team do you have on each side? Do you have the key players?
Yes, in the 1980s one, like I said, that one's not complete, but it's almost all the key players.
Okay.
Yes.
And these, which other Super Bowl team? Who are some of the guys on that one?
The 2009, Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Holmes, and that sort. It's a complete side.
Okay.
And it is smaller, yes.
Okay. What do you think of that, Bill Huggins? I've never seen one where it had two different teams from the same, or two different years of team sign on the same item.
Yeah, no, that sounds very unique. You're right. I'd be curious to know how many signatures on each side, because a full-size helmet, really, you get much more than 8 or 10 signatures on a half of a helmet. It starts to get crowded.
Yeah.
Those guys usually sign pretty big. If he's got all the keys from those two things, I think a neat Steeler fan may pay $400-$800, somewhere in that range for it.
Yeah, without seeing it, that sounds like a good estimate. Some guys have brought in some really nice card collections and different items, autograph items to send in. Robert from Rockford stopped by with a really nice lot of cut signatures. I guess he grew up, he went to Wrigley Field a lot in the 60s, and he got a bunch of scorecards signed. But what he had done, he took a piece of tape and he had a bunch of other signatures that he got on just white pieces of paper. And a bunch of them he had taped to the scorecards, which kind of hurt the scorecards. So, but he had most of his better autographs were on the white pieces of paper. But looking at those, he had like Koufax and Mays and Aaron. So he had some really good ones. But the real cool one that he had, I don't know if you saw this, Bill, but he had a Roberto Clemente cut on a sheet of paper that was the cleanest Roberto Clemente cut I've ever seen come in. It'll be interesting to see. He got it in person, and it sure looks real to me. Did you happen to see that one, Bill?
I don't know that I remember seeing it. I remember a few other packages coming in.
Okay.
But I don't know that I saw it. I left Thursday. I'm in New York doing a show.
Oh, okay. I think it probably got there Thursday. Yeah, you'll have to look at this Clemente. It's beautiful. I mean, he said the Maris, when it was Wrigley, so Maris was with the Cardinals, and he got him going to the bus, and he kind of rushed it. And it didn't look like a classic Maris with the little round dotted eye or anything. But I mean, it was pretty cool. He had a story for all of them, too. So we'll see if they a lot of times if a guy's in a hurry, do they still pass authentication, Bill, or do they not pass sometimes? Or are there things that they can tell?
They have a lot of exemplars that are called chase autographs that are on the run rather than sitting down at a table. So If they've signed enough of them, they usually can pass, yes.
Yeah, okay, very good. Well, it's time for a short break already. The number's 312-332-3776. You can call with a question about the value of an item. If you think it might be worth putting in a Huggins and Scott auction, we'll give you an estimate of what we think it might sell for in an auction or even if it's worth it. And we have a great prize package, a 2017 Top Stadium Club baseball box and a 2017 Panini certified football box. So hang in there, we'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer this week is Sean Davis. We're on every Saturday from 7 to 8. You can call us if you have a question about the value of an item, or you can tweet a picture of an item. T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, and if we use that on the show, you get in the drawing for two boxes, a 2017 Top Stadium Club baseball box and a 2017 Panini certified football box is our prize this week. A nice prize. Vince will do the drawing at the end of the show, and he will set up free delivery from ERC Delivery to whoever wins the prize. For instance, here's Prophet Jaggerbomb on Twitter from the South Side. Here's something. Boy, at one time, this would have been so hot. He's wondering the value on a rookie game-used bat for Jerome Walton.
Oh.
Signed Jerome Walton, Rookie of the Year, 89. I remember when 89 Upper Deck Baseball came out, and everybody was going after the Jerome Walton rookies out of there. Bill Huggins, are there Rookie of the Year bat collectors who might still want that, or is that pretty well oomph?
I would say there probably are Rookie of the Year bat collections. There may not be a lot of them, and I don't know how much the Jerome Walton is going to add to their collection.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you say it was a game-used bat?
Yes.
That could still be a couple of $100 for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I was thinking at least $100 and maybe hit a couple hundred. You never know. So we would. Now, would you be wanting to try that in a Huggins and Scott auction, or is that a little on the too lower end to even give
well,
that a shot?
Well, you know, if the bat could be dated to his rookie year.
Yes.
Meaning if that was the style of bat he used during the 89 season, yes, I would definitely want to run that because a rookie year bat with that, you know, notation on it would be good, whereas if it was a bat that was signed with that inscription, but a later used that in his career, maybe not so much.
Yeah, okay. Well, Jagger Bomb from the South Side, now you know.
You know, when Walton came over, he brought so much hope as a rookie. We yeah. really thought he was going to be a centerpiece for our Cubs. Yeah,
he seemed to get overweight really quickly, and then he just, his career went right down the tubes
couldn't
after that.
Couldn't stay off that outside breaking pitch in the dirt.
Yeah,
that's a Sean Dunstan.
Yeah,
and, you know,
it's
him
a tough thing to do, without a doubt. It's obviously, if you can't recognize it, you know, if you can never recognize it, you're going to have problems. Matt from Plainfield's on the line. What do you have there, Matt?
Yeah, I have a signed Vikings jersey with Brett Favre on
okay.
it.
Mm-hmm. Not a game worn, I take it.
No, yeah. No, it's not.
I just saw one sell on eBay for like $265. I think long term, I don't know what you think about this, Bill, but to me, long term, people are going to want Packer stuff of Favre, and unless you're a diehard Viking fan, I don't see the Viking stuff having as good a value long-term. Are you with me on that, Bill Huggins?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Brett Favre is, you know, he will always be revered by Packer fans, him and Bart Starr and Aaron Rodgers, the whole little group of them.
Yeah, that's a good trio if you ever want to get multiple quarterbacks and you're a Packer fan on a football. Get those three and don't get any other ones at this point, and that would be really nice. Okay, you know what time it is.
Oh.
It's time for Which Ended Higher, where Vince Clementi each week gives an estimate of, well, he doesn't give an estimate, he makes a pick.
Yes.
I'll name three items that ended in the last Huggins and Scott auction, and Vince will pick which one ended higher, had the highest bidding in the last auction. Vince is in a bit of a slump lately, so he's hoping to get a base hit up the middle. When you're in a slump, just try to get...
That's right.
Don't swing for the fences. Just try to hit a ball up his field right up the middle.
Or even a little Texas leaguer.
Yeah.
You know, I'll take that,
a
too.
A duck snort would be good right now. Okay, here's the three items. I'll even give you a hint. One of these three items is way more than the other two.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a pretty good hint. Usually they're really close in value. Right. All right, the number one, a Derek Jeter 1995-97 signed game-used bat, PSA DNA 9.5. Okay, that's a good one. Now, this is an interesting one. Remember the Joe Namath original photo?
Yes.
That was used for the rookie card, okay? That went for $55,000. This is a photo by Bob Olin from that same photo shoot, but it wasn't used. It had nothing to do with the rookie card. So it's from that photo shoot,
okay,
but not the one used for the card. So it
sold for $55,000.
That one sold $55,000, okay. And this one didn't sell anywhere near that high, but still did well. And the third item, a 1959 Topps Baseball Complete 572-card set. 567 of these cards were PSA graded, and it's number 27 on the registry. It had a PSA 8 Mays, a Roberto Clemente PSA 8. The Mantle was a PSA 8. Koufax PSA 8. Aaron PSA 7. So a really nice set. Okay, of those three items, which one ended higher?
Well, I'm going to go with the 1959 Topps baseball set.
And that would... All right. Be a winner for
finally.
You.
It's yes. been a while.
That went for $20,000, so that wow. really went up there. Number 27 on the registry.
Yeah, that's...
That's high enough on the registry yeah. where that's going to do pretty well.
I think
well.
You gave, may have given me that one, but I'll take it. I'll
well,
take the victory.
I gave you extra hints. Now, the Derek Jeter still did really well. The game he was bet, $8,700 for the PSA DNA 9.5, a signed game-used bat. And then the Joe Namath 1965 original photo by Bob Olin from the same photo shoot as the 1965 Topps rookie photo, but a different photo not used in the rookie card, still went for $7,800. Wow. So that did really well.
That's impressive.
Whoever I take it the same guy consigned those, Bill. He must have been happy with the pricing on those.
Oh, yeah. Tim was very happy. We debated on what to start the name at that, you know, because he was saying, well, what if we don't get a lot of interest in it? I said, well, I just don't know. So we hemmed and hawed, and we started it, I think, at $2,500 or something. And he was hoping maybe, you know, he would have probably been disappointed but okay with one bid. So when it ended at $55,000,
he was turning cartwheels, wow. dancing in the streets, even if it ended at 4 in the morning. You know? Now, I would
there
have...
was just nothing to compare that to, you know, as
yeah.
far as they... You don't know what the interest level is going to be.
No, I mean, it's a one-of-a-kind thing, and it never auctioned. So, yeah, you never know
and
what's going to happen.
The other one, the second one that you mentioned today in the little trio, kind of rode the coattails of that big one.
Yeah, right, where people are like, well, I can't go over 20,000, but I can get this other photo from the same photo shoot, yeah. and it's still cool. Yeah, I mean, you would have never thought. Now, that photo by itself, I don't think would have done $7,800. But with that going, yeah, it rode the wave and went for $7,800. That's pretty cool. Michael from Arlington Heights is on the line. What do you have there, Michael?
Hey, guys. About a year before Ron Santo passed, I met him up in the press box at Wrigley Field, and he signed a baseball for me.
He was a cool guy, wasn't he? Like, really courageous with how he got around and, you know, with the all the physical problems that he had, and he still had an upbeat personality. Yeah. Really something. Typically, a Santo baseball, it's anywhere in the $50 to $100 range, typically. You know, he was nice to people and signed fairly often. He had pretty cool signature, actually. And, you know, unless it's a perfect or it has some interesting type of addition to it, like something about... Well, it's too bad he could never put Hall of Fame on any of his yeah. stuff because he didn't make it till after he... That was a shame. That really was.
Yep.
But, you know, still a good baseball and a Hall of Famer on that on the 69 Cubs team. He'll always be collectible. The number here is 312-332-3776. You can call us if you have an item that think you might it might have some value. If you think it might be worth putting in a Huggins and Scott auction. Their fall auction is coming up. They're taking things in now. Lots of good stuff coming in for it. We have a great prize. One caller, or if you tweet a picture of an item to my attention and we use it on the show, you get in the drawing a 2017 Topps Stadium Club baseball box and a 2017 Panini certified football box. So it's a great prize package if you just call and give us a question of what you might have. Now here I had John from Romeoville stop by last week, and he had quite the collection of 1952 through 1965 cards. His 50s were more worn and you could tell handled more. But once he got to, I tweeted a couple of pictures. His 1961 card collection was really pretty amazing. I think we went through the whole thing and we sent in one of each card, even when he had multiples. And we tried to pick a nicer one and then he'd see how they would do. He had some nice 1955 Bowman football, but the real beautiful cards that he had, they literally looked like they just got opened and
really?
Came out of the
wow.
packs, most of them from 1965 Topps baseball. He had four Carlton rookies that looked like they just came out of the pack. One was off center, so I'm like, well, don't send that one, but you pick the one of the three and we'll get it graded, and he sent one along. Bill, I don't know if you had a chance to look at his cards, but those 65s were something else.
Yeah, I did actually see those, and I think we sent in about a dozen or more, roughly, of cards to get graded, including that Carlton and some 75 or some other 65s, and then I think he had some nice 62s as well.
Yeah. he had some nice stuff. I think I'm in a selfie here. We've got a picture going outside, and I don't know if I'm in that or not, but I hope I am. Okay, I think I am. All right. Yeah, you never know what's happening outside on State Street outside here. A lot of interesting stuff going on. Okay, we're already coming up to a time for a short break here pretty soon. But now don't forget the numbers 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. You can call us with a question about the value of an item. We're giving away a great prize package. Every week we give away something. This week it's a 2017 Top Stadium Club baseball box and a 2017 Panini Certified football box. I think Aaron Judge's slump from after the home run derby at the All-Star game has by itself brought back down some of the pricing. Was getting nuts on the 2017 baseball. His cards are still doing well. He's had a better recent week, but he was in a pretty good slump there. He was only hitting like 160 after the break. And now all of a sudden guys have product available and the prices are more reasonable. So it's actually a good time to open the 2017 box. It still has Bellinger and a lot of the stuff who's hot too, and a lot of good rookies, the Cubs stuff. So it's time for a short break, but hang in there. We will be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, and we're talking about other items that have sold in Huggins and Scott past auctions that people are bringing in to run in the fall Huggins and Scott auction. Lots of cool stuff, without a doubt. And then you can call if you have something you think is neat. You don't even have to wonder if it's going to go in an auction. You just want to tell us what you have. You can give us a call, and we've got a great prize package to give away. Wes dropped off his 1938 Yankees ball where the one panel was really faded, but you could see Gehrig on the sweet spot pretty well. The Gehrig, at least, I mean, you can make it out that it's Gehrig for sure. And he also dropped off his 1974 Yankees ball that had some pretty good fading on it also. But the Thurman Munson on that ball was probably the best signature on the whole ball. So at least if you have fading on a ball, at least if the key guys are readable, then, and they're valuable enough key guys, then you still have value to it, right, Bill? I mean, you see that fairly often, don't you?
Oh, yeah. A lot of times, depending on how the ball was stored over the years, if it was sitting on a shelf and one panel got more sunlight on it, or that way it faded, and the other ones are still nice and bold and readable. So, yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how those go, if they're all authentic. You know, you never know if a clubhouse guy or a secretary signed some of the signatures, but the Gehrig sure looked real to me. And I don't know a Munson signature well enough to be able to tell that on a ball, but we'll find out. Bradley from Racine, Wisconsin's on the line. Thanks for waiting, Bradley. What do you have?
I have a basketball signed by the 1991 Chicago Bulls.
Oh, 1991. Okay, so that, did you get Jordan, Pippen, Grant, Paxson, all those guys on it?
All those guys. The Jordan's right above the Spalding logo.
Now, was that Phil Jackson was coaching at that time too, correct?
Correct.
Did you get him on it?
He is on it.
Okay, well, that I would think would be more than a grand without seeing it, you know, then how nice all the signatures are and how nice the ball is and you know, that everybody's authentic, then you kind of go from there. But that's a great ball long term, without a doubt. I like it when Phil Jackson's on those team balls too, because he didn't seem to be the, you know, the most jovial guy to come up to and try to get an autograph from. So it's always good to have him on there if you can get it.
He was very cerebral, you know. Yeah, he always had a different approach to things.
Yeah, and yeah, there's other words you could call him too, probably, but cerebral's one of them. He was definitely a successful coach.
For sure.
Joe from Chatsworth is on the line. What's up, Joe?
Not much. Driving down the road.
Okay.
I have an autographed baseball for Brian Sandberg. It also says Hall of Fame 04, 05. I don't remember exactly what year it is. And I have a Steph Curry autographed jersey.
Really? Is not game worn just a Warriors jersey by Steph Curry?
Yep.
Okay, well, the Sandberg ball's similar to Santo or Frank Thomas. A lot of them sell in the $75 range if, you know, they're in good shape. A Steph Curry Warriors jersey. Vince, do you see any on eBay?
I'm looking.
Yeah, I would think he'd be a few hundred dollars. I'm not sure. Who authenticated that one?
Oh, God, I'm not at home. I'm on the road.
Okay. Did you get it in person, or did you buy it from somebody else?
No, through an auction house in Missouri.
Okay.
And it has a big sticker on it. I have it in a frame now. It says authenticated. This guy has auctions 3 times a year.
Okay.
He has a lot of amazing stuff.
What do you think?
I'm seeing on eBay, I see one sold for $330, another for $385. So yeah, that's about where it's at. Those aren't game used. Those are just Curry signing up.
That's kind of what I was thinking that it might be. It seems like a lot of the jerseys of current players and more recent Hall of Famers, the prices are kind of soft right now on a lot of that stuff. You know, they're always good displays, but the prices are kind of soft on them. And we have Mike from West Chicago on the line. This is an interesting item. Mike, tell us what you have.
Well, I have individual balls signed by the 69 Cubs, the whole infield, Ferguson Jenkins, Randy Huntley, Ernie Banks, Ron Santo, Don Kessinger, and Glenn Becker.
Okay, so you have single signed baseballs of all those guys.
That's correct.
Yeah, I would think that whole group would probably be in the $200 to $300 range. Now, Bill, have you ever... You'd probably want more than those guys if you were going to run in a Huggins and Scott, or would that be a good enough lot for you?
Well, how many different do you have, Mike?
I have just one of each.
I mean, but how many total?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got, including Billy Williams, 7.
Okay.
Well, 7 of them. Gosh, if you could somehow... find the little 2 missing pieces to your puzzle there, the entire starting lineup thing would certainly, I think, have a fighting shot in the
that's a good idea.
$400 to $500 range or something.
Try to get a Fergie Jenkins on the mound and
I got the Fergie Jenkins, yeah.
Oh, you do have Fergie. Okay, yeah, well, that's good.
I think he's just missing the 2 other outfielders, it sounds like.
Yeah, who, you know, a lot of times, like Don Young, finding a single signed Don Young ball actually might be kind of tough. I don't know, the other outfielders kind of bounced around that year. You know, Billy Williams was always out there, but I think there was a little bit of a mix on the other guys. But, if you could do it and have a starting 9, one of each of them, then that would be a good auction lot.
Okay, great.
All right, thanks for the call. Next on the line, we got Tom on the interstate. How's traffic there, Tom? You going to the air show?
No, I wish, but no to work.
Okay.
I got a football that I got about 30-plus years ago at a benefit, and it was all the best players came to it. And so I got a football with, like, Anthony Munoz, Leslie O'Neill, B.J. Edwards, and then Gene Upshaw was there, some kind of capacity with NFL. He signed it. So there's about 10 signatures.
It's kind of an odd collection. I don't know that there would have a ton of value to that one. It's, you know, because there's no – like huge monster on there, and the rest of the guys, I mean, there's some good ones, but that might be more of a keeper for you than it would be for somebody else. It'd be like, why are these all together? You know what I mean? And whenever you're getting multiple guys on a single signed item or on a single item, you want to have some sort of a connection with them all, whether they're all Hall of Famers in the same sport or all from the same championship team or whatever. And if you have that connection going, don't add other guys to it, because that actually hurts it if you do add other people to something like that. Next on the line, we have Kevin from Naperville. What do you have there, Kevin?
Hi, guys. Well, that might have answered my question right away here. I have a Red Cloud Athletic Fund banquet program from February of 1980.
Okay.
It has 27 signatures on it.
Well, any, sometimes Red Cloud, don't they get some, like, big name, like, older guys?
I have Bruce Sutter, let's say, Ray Meyer, Walter Payton, a lot of Chicago area people at that time in the 80s. Stan Mikita, Tom Boerwinkle, Dennis Autry, Bob Avellini.
Wow.
Jerry Epstein, Bob Thomas, Virgil Livers.
That is like a walk down memory lane of Chicago sports there.
Exactly.
See, now, if they're all so Chicago.
Jerry Sloan, Rich Preston,
Actually, Kevin, if you have if they're all Chicago guys, that's actually pretty good because you could sell that. You'd have to get it authenticated, but you could sell that in a Chicago store probably easier than you would in a national one, and you might be able to get, especially with Peyton on there too, maybe at $200-$400 for something like that with that group on there, because there is a connection with the Chicago background. Now, Bill Huggins, would that necessarily be for you though?
Well, I love the common theme to it and the diversity of the signatures and the sports on it, as far as they were all Chicago teams. I would be willing to give that. I mean, Tom Boerwinkle, how many of his autographs?
Yeah, you know, there's that. And he was a pretty good passing center. He at one point, I don't know if he still has it, but I think he had the record for rebounds in a game for the Bulls. Like, he got like 34 rebounds or something one time. For a guy who couldn't jump, that was pretty good. He had a big body, but he wasn't a leaper. But he was a good passer, actually a very good passer out of the center position. All right, next on the line, we have J.K. from Chicago. What's new, J.K.?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Good, good. I've got in my dad's house two Super Bowl I, Super Bowl II, fully signed by the whole team, coaches, everything, Packers balls that are they're new. They've never been inflated. They're in a box with the wrapping around them and everything. Every signature is completely clear.
Lombardi on them?
Yep.
Oh, geez, the real nice footballs. Bill, I think you've run that football before, and some of them maybe not as nice as his sound. What do you think of the value of his footballs, one?
Yeah, but two of them. They're signed in the presence of the guy who gave them to my dad. He was one of the original members of the he like had stock in the Packers and was in the locker room after each victory.
Wow, you could keep one and sell one.
Well, really, I don't want to sell them because I'm a Bears fan, and I like keeping them in the closet.
Okay. Well, wouldn't you like the money, though? I mean, just think of all the Bears games.
I got a lot of Packers fans that come around, and they drool over those balls every once in a while. You know?
Well, let them drool over one and auction the other one so we can see what it goes for. Wait, Bill Huggins, give them an estimate. Let's say it's like the nicest Super Bowl I Packers football you've ever seen. What do you think it goes for, or could go for?
You're talking $3,000 to $5,000 or more. My concern is, you say the ball has never been inflated.
It never been inflated. They're still in the plastic bag that they came in the Wilson boxes.
Okay, so does it have air in it or is it flat?
No, they're not flat. They're kind of like they have some air in them.
Okay,
but they're not fully inflated.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, but it still looks like a football, not a pancake.
Oh, it could be inflated for sure.
Packers Super Bowl I signed pancake. Now, that's what you should get for your Packer friends. Get them each their own pancake.
Yeah, for free.
So, you hear that, JK? Don't you think you could still tease your fans with one of the footballs and cash in the $3,000 to $5,000? Stop by with one of them at T-Crown, and we'll take a look.
I will. I'll stop by with both of them sometime in the next week.
All right. Very good. And I'll take some pictures, put them up on Twitter, and if you decide to send one to auction, we'll do that.
All right. Sounds good, guys.
All right. Very good. Next on the line we have, let's see, Glenn from Morris. Thanks for waiting, Glenn. What do you have?
Hi, Tom. Good morning. That's a tough one to follow up with there. But,
yeah, it is.
Mine's an easy one. It's a 1934 Murray book program for the Chicago Cubs.
Okay.
I wonder if that was worth anything.
It's a scorecard or a program?
It's a program book. It says it's like a whole list of the players, and they tell stories about them.
Okay. Did anybody sign it?
No.
Okay. By itself, Bill? I'm not familiar with the Murray book from that year. Are you familiar with that one?
I'm trying to guess, like you said, is it a program from a game or is it just a book about the 34 team? I mean,
It's from a
either
game.
Way, like you said.
Oh, it's from a game. Well, that's better. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe if you could, Glenn, if you could somehow, do you know how to email a picture or tweet a picture to my attention?
I do.
Okay. If you do it through Twitter, T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. That would give us a. Then during the week, I could give you an idea of what it might sell for. We'd be able to, you know, look up something on that one and be able to see the condition and what exactly it is. But from the 30s, I mean, that has some potential. Some of those scorecards and programs from that era can do pretty well. Here's an interesting one from Jim from Plainfield. Tell us what you have, Jim.
Hi, guys. Yeah, my grandfather was a Marine in World War One, and among his ephemera, I found, when my dad passed, I found a stack of what appear to be cigarette cards that are depicting scenes from famous battles.
Okay, so you think they're, you know, roughly 100 years old or more, and they're famous battles in the cards.
Correct. And the obverse side has the description, and, you know,
and they're the size of the old tobacco cards, the baseball cards, where they're the smaller size. Bill,
yes,
those can be pretty good too, can't they? The old tobacco war cards.
Oh yeah, some of them. Depending on the ones that do better are ones that they have actual pieces on them rather than just scenes or logos or flags or something. If they've got real people, generals or people who were, you know, in the military or on this thing, you know, they would be much better than just generic scenes.
So that would be a lot you'd want to look at, or if he brought it in to me, take you look at it and then send you pictures and see if you want to auction it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that would have some
baseball ones. That'll be even better.
Yeah, keep digging there, Jim. See if you never know. He might have some baseball too. You might have one of those finds where you get publicity for it. That would be cool. Well, it's time. The show's over, and it's time to do
time
the drawing.
Goes by so fast in the studio here. This week's winner is Michael from Arlington Heights. So, Michael, email me your address to vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll set up delivery free of charge right to your door.
And Jaggerbomb sent a message. He had his pick of a Walton or Griffey Jr. bat, and it was a rookie year, July of the rookie year, and he picked Walton over Griffey.
Oh, such a Cub fan.
Yeah,
yes.
What are you going to do? It still has some value in that. Bill, because it is rookie year, would probably want to auction it. Check out HugginsandScott.com. I'm Tom Morgan. I'm at Triple Crown in Naperville 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Bring stuff in. Enjoy the air show if you're there, and have a great week, everybody. Thanks for listening.